Well, Prince Charles fighting back against that new bombshell biography that questions whether or not he's fit to be king. In a very unusual move, the prince's personal secretary is making a public statement in his defense.
This morning, a nearly unprecedented move by Clarence House. Prince Charles's camp very publicly fighting back against criticism raised in the controversial new book, Born to be King, calling some of the claims, such as that he's decided he will be an activist monarch, ill-informed speculation, in a letter published in the Times of London.
Oh, I think this is an unprecedented move by Prince Charles's chief of staff. It shows by issuing this letter that Prince Charles is pretty furious about the claims that have been made about him.
The book has ignited a firestorm, dropping the bombshell that Charles had cold feet on the eve of his wedding to Diana and nearly backed out. And while he is a proud father, he has also had moments of jealousy toward his two sons.
Prince Charles often doesn't attract the same level of attention as the people around him. His sons and his shining daughter-in-law will attract these huge crowds.
But it's the author, Catherine Mayer's critical stance on Charles's possible future role as the King of England that prompted the response from the prince's camp, responding to Mayer's claims that his activist style may be at odds with his role to remain neutral like his mother. Prince Charles's chief of staff writes, "His Royal Highness has always preferred not to comment on such matters, but after half a century in public life, few could be better placed to understand the necessary and proper limitations on the role."
He knows what it takes to be king. He's done 60-odd years as Prince of Wales. He knows what was expected of him, and he knows the limitations of the role.
And the controversy is about to go cross-continental. Born to be King will be published in the U.S. on February 17th.
So a lot of people talking about this, and I know we were all wondering, just so you know, the prince's mother, Queen Elizabeth II, has been on the throne since 1952.